And now some sad news. Miriam Makeba, a South African singer known for her powerful and sultry voice, died after a concert in Italy this weekend. Widely known as Mama Africa, Makeba was an opponent of apartheid in South Africa. She blasted the system of racial segregation in her songs, and she criticized the government publicly at the United Nations in 1976. The South African authorities revoked her passport, and Makeba was exiled from the country she loved for 31 years.
I couldn't come home to bury my mother. But, you know, in life you make choices. You say, okay, are you going to sit here, Miriam Makeba, and say I'm a star and forget about her? Or do you decide to say I'm a South African and this is what is happening to our people and so on? And I made that decision. And from then on, I was branded that artist who sings politics.
But during her exile, Makeba had a spectacular career. She performed with Nina Simone, Dizzy Gillespie, and Paul Simon. Makeba is noted as the first African woman to win a Grammy Award in 1965. Over the course of her life, Miriam Makeba was married several times. Her husbands included activist Stokely Carmichael and jazz trumpeter Hugh Masekela. Makeba continued to lend her voice to spotlight injustice around the world. On Sunday, she'd been singing at a concert to support an author who was receiving death threats since writing about organized crime. Makeba collapsed as she was leaving the stage, reported South African authorities. She died following a heart attack. She was 76. We leave you with one of Miriam Makeba's most famous songs, Pata Pata.